Hello friends, welcome to V-School. We are on chapter 2, very special chapter in continuation to chapter number 1. In the chapter number 1, we saw about the financial technology ecosystem. We traced the evolution of fintech. Then we understood what is fintech. Further, we understood what's the difference between financial technology and financial technology solution. Then we understood various components of the fintech ecosystem. We also covered the risk aspect, and we saw how financial technology as a disruptor has disrupted various sectors of the economy. The basic definition of fintech came out from the marriage of technology with financial services. But as technology got deployed into different sectors of the economy, we will see in this chapter, financial technology is no more restricted only to financial services, but technology has disrupted to the non-finance sectors as well. So friends, in chapter 2, different verticals in financial technology sector, the learning objective will be to understand the various verticals in fintech landscape, the nature of work done, as well as the fintech companies in each vertical. The fintech market is growing in various verticals. Fintech was initially developed in banking and insurance sector. However, many new verticals are being disrupted by fintech in government as well as non-governmental organizations. Technology is disrupting the financial sector at an unprecedented pace. The exponential growth of financial technologies has led to verticals within the fintech landscape. The fintech market is growing in various verticals like core banking, financial services, digital banking, investments and savings, wealth management, corporate lending, personal finance, credit score, big data analytics, predictive modeling, microloans, credit facilities, P2P lending, crowdfunding, mobile wallets and remittances, digital currencies, payments processing networks, currency and exchange, cryptocurrency, blockchain, insurance, regulatory technology, compliance. The list is not complete as technology is going to actually enter into newer and newer verticals. The disruption will happen and more verticals driven by financial technology would be created. And hence, technology is going to drive the business massively, not now, but in the future also. The fintech market is growing in interest as well as investment year on year in every major region of the world. The depth and breadth of fintech solutions are attracting investors who want to take the lead and establish a competitive advantage. In addition to the fintech payments, new subsets have also emerged and prospered in the form of WealthTech, InsurTech, RegTech, supply chain, as well as the cybersecurity. Various other fintech subsectors such as the HealthTech, the FoodTech, the ClimateTech, the real estate, education, health services, advertising, biotech, supply chain, etc., are getting ready to emerge and flourish in the future. In this chapter, you will learn specifically role of fintech in the core banking, role of fintech in personal finance management, fintech players in digital and mobile payment space, role of fintech in the wealth tech, role of fintech in the corporate finance, role of fintech in the capital market and investments, role of fintech in insurance, role of fintech in insurtech, role of fintech in regtech, role of fintech in health tech, role of fintech in food tech, role of fintech in climate tech, role of fintech in supply chain. What else would be remaining? We are going to cover major verticals in this chapter, and we will understand the role of fintech into different verticals of the economy. So let's start with role of fintech in core banking. The core banking system helps banks modernize efficiently and come out of inefficiency due to the legacy system. A large number of next generation banks are gaining the upper hand by selecting appropriate core banking systems. in partnership with FinTech. It has revolutionized the way that financial institutions operate and deliver service to the customers. A total new way of serving customers online as well as offline has been actually enabled by the banks and financial systems with the help of FinTech, and largely due to the core banking systems. Banks have become more efficient, customer-centric, and flexible while also improving their ability to manage risk with the help of FinTech. The digitally transformed banks are offering the high-tech, high-touch experience to the customers by leveraging innovative services from the FinTech. FinTech is not only successful in offering the basic core banking support, but also plays a very important role in driving innovation in core banking to improve its processes and operations to reduce the cost and enhance the customer experience. FinTech is reshaping the corporate banking industry by introducing new technology and approaches. As a FinTech is evolving over time, more significant changes in the core banking landscape are expected in the year to come. Banks are using FinTech for various purposes, such as the online banking, personal finance management, digital lending, digital payments, payment processing, open banking, the chatbots, the robo-advisors, the wealth management, the risk management, as well as the regulatory compliance. So banks are using FinTech both for the internal functioning, for serving the customer, as well as compliance matters. Let us see this one by one. The online banking. Online banking allows customers to open and access their accounts and perform transactions from any device, place, and time with an internet connection. The online banking facility has enhanced the reach of the bank and increased the convenience of customers in doing their banking transactions. The digital banking landscape is enabling the banks and financial institutions to offer innovative and convenient services to their customers. Next comes the most popular service that banks offer to its customer because the smartphone is available with most of the customers. Mobile banking apps allow customers to perform various banking transactions from their mobile devices without the need of them to visit even a branch or an ATM. Next, now, the income power of the customers is increasing and they require specific personal finance management tools. The personal finance management apps and tools offered by the bank on their website or mobile apps are helping customers to create a budget, save, as well as invest their money more effectively. They no more have to go to the bank, wait for in the queue, take appointments. They can simply access their mobile app and get details about how to create a budget, how to do, what to do with their savings, and how to invest into different alternatives of investments. Customers can also make better decision making and credit monitoring. Next important use of FinTech by the banks is for digital lending. Digital lending has proven a boon not only for the banks but also for the customers. The heavy documentation, the heavy physical documentation that they had to do, submit, execute, is minimized with the help of digital lending. FinTech-powered banks are offering end-to-end solution for digital lending and have disrupted the traditional lending industry by offering digital lending options. Bank can use the online platforms to provide loans and can do processing at reduced cost, minimal documentation. So this process is not only convenient and comfortable for both banks and the customers, it also saves costs for the bank and in turn for the customer also. The digital payments offer a wide range of fast, secure, and convenient payment options through mobile payments, online payments, peer-to-peer payments, and they are driven on the bank's own network or shared payment network like the RuPay, MasterCard, Visa. Customers can also make electronic transfers through the NEFT, RTGS, and the UPI interface. Next comes payment processing. Payment processing has become faster, more efficient, and more secure for the banks as well as the customers with the support from the fintech. Open banking is a totally new concept in banking. It allows third-party providers to access customers' financial information with their consent to provide them with customized financial products and services. Next important tool is a chatbot. Chatbot can offer more personalized and efficient customer service with the use of artificial intelligence. They can also help customers to manage their accounts, make the payments, and even provide investment advices. The robo-advisors like chatbots making use of technology. In this case, the robo-advisors make use of the algorithms to provide investment advice and portfolio management services to customers at a lower cost than traditional investment management options. The best part of this service is that it is easy to access through mobile phones and laptops of the customers. The wealth management, the affluent customers can easily access the investment options, create a profitable portfolio for short, medium, and long-term needs, and make timely evaluations. They can correct their portfolio, they can balance their portfolio, they can revise their portfolio with the help of specialized wealth management apps and tools. Next important function done with the help of fintech is the risk management. The data analytics and the machine learning inbuilt into the core banking systems have automated the risk analysis tool. The process is automated, the triggers are automated, and the corrections that are required to manage the risk are also automated to a certain extent. Banks can now analyze financial data and identify the potential risk with minimal human resources. Next important aspect, and very important aspect from the regulatory compliance point of view, is also driven by fintech. Banks can use the blockchain technology to secure and verify transactions, which in turn can help them to meet the anti-money laundering and know your customers' regulations. Various other technology tools can be used by the banks for regulatory compliance within the prescribed time frame and thus avoid the penalties from the regulator due to non-compliance with the regulations. So this not only the tools not only help bank to comply in a timely manner, but also saves the penalties that otherwise could have been levied on the bank due to the non-compliance with the regulations. Role of fintech in personal finance management. A personal finance management website acts as the hub for the entire financial life. From monitoring spending to tracking goals to storing the documents to making plans, changes, and more. Personal finance management allows users to aggregate the financial transactions in one place and use that data to manage their money. Fintech startups have made it easier for people to invest, make payments, and even get a loan by using technology. A convergence of technology and big data has enabled all sorts of finance companies to harness and analyze information in new ways. Financial technology companies are disrupting the existing financial models and improving their financial service offerings. Fintech has leveled the financial playing field for the common masses by giving them access to financial services previously reserved for the wealthy or the affluent individuals. Various services under financial management are possible now. The robo-advisors or the online investment services put users through a series of questions and then rely on algorithms to come up with an investment plan. Various aspects of financial planning and management can easily be put in an app and done via an algorithm. Investors can choose the low-cost investments such as the index funds or the exchange-traded funds at lower fees. The online lending covers all aspects of borrowings, from personal loans to refinancing students' debt. Digital wallets provide convenience for digital payments. The digital revolution has created a new generation of consumers who want more. They want more access, more profitability, more flexibility by customizing the financial products and these services. Financial players or the fintech players in digital mobile payment space are also increasing. The digital mobile payments are based on online, mobile and cloud-based services. Mobile internet usage has overtaken the desktop, and financial technology companies are adapting to more mobile-friendly services. Major banks have released mobile apps to allow their customers to handle their finances without the need to walk into a brick-and-mortar store or even use their computers. Since the fintech space is expected to continue its growth in the next few years, the expansion of mobile will propel the growth to the next level. Now let's see the role of fintech in the wealth tech. Wealth tech has taken birth due to the new marriage between wealth and technology to transform the asset management industry. Wealth tech offers digital solutions for managing the process of wealth management. Wealth tech digital solutions offer advice based on artificial intelligence and the big data. The robo-advisors provide automated services with machine learning algorithms to suggest profitable investment options with high yields in the market. Digital brokers have made the possibility of investments in the stock market within everyone's reach by providing the online platform for accessing and transacting in the securities at the fingertips for wealth creation and reaping the regular returns. The inbuilt investment tools, calculators, and software help the investor to derive extra information through the comparative charts and manage an investment portfolio in a single platform. Younger generation millennials are attracted to the wealth tech more than the Gen X and the baby boomers. After the COVID-19 pandemic, what changes have happened? Investors are eager to embrace the new technology-driven approaches and tools to recover from the slowdown and creation of wealth for the future. Wealth managers have learned the art of interacting with their clients in digital channels to respond quickly with short-term measures and suggest the long-term strategies with the tech capabilities. The wealth tech sector offers a wide range of services in terms of advanced technology solutions, the digital investment tools designed to set goals, the plans, investments, and manage portfolios with scenario-based asset liability management methods. The digital trading platforms are useful for real-time trading. The social trading platforms to network and exchange ideas and opinions are very useful. The compliance tools enable compliance with the regulatory requirements. The robo-advisors offer automated services without a human intervention. The digital wallets are used to store and track income and spendings. And a lot more functionality is actually used to do very efficiently, smoothly, faster with the help of technology. The wealthiest ecosystem comprises the startups aiming to attract funding with their disrupting ideas. The wealth managers are equipped with the wealth tech technology and choose to offer innovative solutions for extending their reach. Investors looking for ease and profitability investment and the regulator overseeing and monitoring the wealth tech ecosystem. So these are the four main components of the wealthiest ecosystem: the startups, the wealth managers, the investors, as well as the regulator. Role of fintech in corporate finance. Banking activities are being disrupted vertical by vertical by the financial technology. The corporate finance industry, inclusive of the venture capital, the private equity, and investment banking advisory, is also ready for fintech. The high-tech banking and corporate finance solutions develop unique tools that allow the enterprise technology providers in hardware, software, networking, or services to map their position and competitors to project probable change at a client, industry, or a segment level. Technology-driven finance with the help of financial technology has overtaken the two major phases of corporate finance, the personal relation-based finance and the balance sheet-driven finance. In the corporate finance space, the fintech company helped professional investors to make a better investment decision based on a variety of information available and simplifies the process of capital raising for rapidly growing companies. The financial benefits of fintech in the banking and corporate finance are peer-to-peer loan business are driven by leveraging seamless technology for sustainable competitive advantage. Transparency results in real-time information. Open playing field is giving more importance to real-time reputation than the historical pedigree. The cost of launching a startup has been reduced dramatically. Crowdfunding is making seed investing more viable than enabling the small investors to spread the risk more. Now let's see the role of fintech in the capital market and investments. Capital market channels play a significant role in monitoring the utilization of savings and investments made by the suppliers of capital, such as retail investors, institutional investors, and users of capital like businesses, government, and individuals. Innovation in capital market is no longer an option, but an absolute imperative for investment banks to survive and thrive in the future. Fintech solutions help the front office make better investment decisions through advanced analytics and to reduce the cost through improved post-trade processing platforms. The financial technology is also engaged in providing financial solutions to the increase in activity in the middle office and back office problems of the capital market institutions. The wholesale digital solutions focus on delivering superior performance for the firm's clients and the counterparties.